A handful of local gillnetters and several other area residents turned out for the meeting with the National Marine Fisheries Service and Saltwater Inc., an Alaska-based contractor that will actually run the observer program on the grounds in Southeast. Their plan is to observe marine mammal interactions and injuries in District 6 and 8 fisheries around Petersburg and Wrangell in the summer of 2012 and 2013. They'll cover gillnetters in the region's other management areas in subsequent years. The monitoring is required periodically for a variety of fisheries across the nation as part of the U.S. Marine Mammal Protection Act.
We want to do this in a statistically reliable way. We can't know every single incident that occurs, so we do sampling to make estimates.
Bridget Mansfield is the Alaska Marine Mammal Observer Program Coordinator for NIMFS. She noted that the law allows for a certain amount of incidental takes of marine mammals, incidents where fishermen might unintentionally injure or kill an animal like a whale or a sea lion in the course of their normal operations. The law requires fishermen report such takes, whether it's a sea lion, a humpback whale, or another marine mammal. They also have to comply with other monitoring requirements like the Observer Program and work to reduce any takes. Mansfield said there's not necessarily concern about a particular stock in Southeast.
But our whole point in coming in here, and I am going to get to this in a minute, but is to really get an objective assessment of what's going on. And this is a requirement throughout the country, and we are just trying to get a baseline set of information, which we do not have at this point.
In previous years, NIMFS has monitored gillnet fisheries in several other areas of the state, including Prince William Sound, the Alaska Peninsula, Cook Inlet, Kodiak, and Yakutat. While NIMFS focuses marine mammals, Mansfield said they would also be gathering information on seabird injury and mortality for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. For each day of each gillnet opening in Districts 6 and 8, observers will each monitor one specific permit holder who will be chosen from a randomly generated list and notified ahead of time. The goal is to cover 7.5% of effort fishery-wide, along with recording any marine mammal and bird interactions. Mansfield explained that observers will collect a broader spectrum of data about the vessel's gear, effort, catch, and bycatch, as well as weather and other environmental conditions on the grounds.
The fishing effort we need to know so that when we have our sampling, observer sampling, we can then make our estimations based on the larger effort of the fishery. But the gear, environmental conditions, where in your net maybe a marine mammal was caught are all interesting to us in terms of if by any chance, and again, knock wood, we haven't seen this in Alaska, but if there is a level of serious injury and mortality that is of concern, we can start to look at what might be factors in catching those marine mammals.
NIMFS and Saltwater Inc. stress their need for input from the fleet as they work out the fairly complex logistics for the program. They acknowledged a variety of complications that fishermen pointed out in the three-hour meeting, how the observers could contact gillnetters who participate in other fisheries, like crabbing, and might be out on the water most of the week. How will they link up on the grounds with permit holders who often run around a lot to fish? What about a gillnetter who was set to be observed in one district but then decided to fish in a totally different area at the last minute? How would they gather fleet-wide fishing data, and so on? More than anything, Mansfield emphasized that NIMFS wanted to make sure the program was done in such a way that it's as unobtrusive as possible to the gillnetters' fishing operations. Saltwater Inc.'s Stacy Buckaloo echoed that point.
You know, the observers understand when they go to the fishing grounds, they are going to your workplace. You know, these observers have worked in other fisheries in other parts of the state. It is their goal to respect, you know, your livelihood and to work cooperatively with you to collect this information. You know, during the program, the observers will carry the bulk of the work, but they will require some cooperation for you to answer their questions and work with them.
A key part of that cooperation is communication, according to Buckaloo, so that the observer can make arrangements with the chosen permit holder prior to the fishery and can meet up with them later on the grounds. Buckaloo said on average there'd be about 9 observers on their own boats each opening. Monitoring of a particular gillnetter would only last between 12 and 24 hours, and she said fishermen could expect to be randomly chosen for observation at least twice throughout the season. Keeping the individual fishing observation confidential was important for fishermen in the room, especially since Saltwater will be leasing the observer boats and may have some local skippers running them. Gillnetters Arnold Inge and Steve and Chris Tinas explain the issue.
Because I guess what we're worried about is you sit there watching somebody. You're going to have somebody that's just sitting in that boat, you know, not much caring about whether there's a whale coming up or down the beach, but you're counting the fish he's picking and passing that on to somebody.
Yeah, certainly we understand. I mean, there's a conflict of interest.
Sometimes this information can be
devastating.
That'd be casual stuff. Sitting in Tito's cave having a beer and saying, wow, you should have seen what he had. Mm-hmm. And pretty soon,
four more guys.
Those four guys tell four more.
According to NIMFS and Saltwater Inc., the individual vessel's fishing information will be kept confidential, and observers and crew will be bound by confidentiality agreements, and they'd be fired if they violated that confidentiality. Aside from confidentiality, the group discussed a variety of different concerns, options, and ideas for making the program work. NIMFS and Saltwater will be working out the details in preparation for the 2012 season. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.